and we're on an interview with a Mr. Ron Blunt, the cab driver, and we were just asking him a couple of questions, like, what's the conditions like on the streets of Philly, how long he's been working as a cab driver and stuff like that.
First of all, my name is Ronald Blunt. I'm with the Taxi Workers Alliance of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I started driving a taxi cab in November of 1983, so I've been driving close to 28 years off and on.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me like how much you make in a week?
Okay, so if you were to estimate, how much would you make in a week, knowing your salary?
Right. Well, it can vary amongst cab drivers, but because, you know, with my experience, I've been driving for so long, mm-hmm. it will probably be different from a driver that's just starting. For instance, like the Parking Authority, they did a survey of drivers' incomes last year, and what they found was that drivers are making under $5 an hour. Mm-hmm. This is before they pay taxes. They have no life insurance, health insurance, sick days, vacation, yeah. pension, none of that stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, the cab drivers in the city are making below the average hourly rate, but they're working long hours. They're working 12 to 16 hours per day. They're working 6 to 7 days per week, so they spend a great deal of time doing this job away from their families, mm-hmm. their children, and stuff like that. It's a great sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
So does it help you put food on the table?
Well, it does. I mean, if those kinds of hours is what you want to do to feed your family, I mean, it's come at such a great cost. And also, one thing about this job, I think the U.S. Department of Labor did a study. And what they found out was that taxi drivers are 60 times more likely to be assaulted, killed, or robbed on the job than any other profession. Mm-hmm. So not only are you dealing with these really long hours for this really low pay, you also are putting yourself at risk, you know, with no benefit in the event that you're injured or killed out there.
And we were just talking about that in the other room down the street. We were like, Why would y'all take a job at y'all work so long and get paid so short? Like, could you explain that to me?
Right. Well, that's actually a good question. The thing is, that right now, this country's in a major recession, and for some people, it's actually a depression. I mean, there's really no jobs out there. And after, I guess, the late 80s, there was a demographic change in the taxi industry where it was mm-hmm. mostly native-born Americans, which today is like 85% first-generation immigrants. Mm-hmm. So one of the gateway jobs, gateway employment places that you can find in this country is either working at a gas station, working at a parking lot, or driving a taxi cab. Mm-hmm. So this is where people can come to this country and find something immediately where they can feed themselves and their families.
So working on this profession for almost about 28 years, you said?
Yes.
So you've seen it all, huh? Like, could you tell me some of the things you've seen during your 28 years of being a taxi driver?
Well, every day is different. Each time I say that I've seen it all, something new happened. But there's been some really crazy incidents in my years of driving. One time, I was taking two gentlemen across the Ben Franklin Bridge, and this was around the time that we had a mobster in the city by the name of Nicodemo Scarfo, mm-hmm. and he was just arrested. And they had found the body of Philip Testa's son. They found his body in Morristown, New Jersey. So I picked these two guys up at 9th and Christian. They want to go to Morristown, New Jersey. So it's immediately on my mind, like, they just found this body over there. So while I'm riding over the Ben Franklin Bridge, one guy takes out of his pocket a handgun and smacks the other one in the face. You effing snitch. You effing snitch. So they wrestling back and forth with this handgun. So the guy, he throws a $50 bill in the front seat to me. And he says, driver, don't worry about it. I'll give you more when we get there. And I'm saying to myself, well, if I take him to Morristown, New Jersey, and he killed this guy, and I'm the only witness, he's going to kill me next. So once I got on the other side of the bridge, in the meantime, I'm driving with my head below the steering wheel. I'm just driving, you know, trying not to get shot. Mm-hmm. I just immediately got to the end of the bridge. I dived out of the cab. I ran over to the police officers. They came back to my cab. They pulled the two guys out of the cab. One guy was all bloodied up. And so that was probably the most scariest event that I occurred with this.
I'm Felix Byers. And we're here for David. I'm glad Felix is student.